Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I came to say that I warned you.
I can speak for myself.
Have you ever had someone who wants to have a really serious, and you're just like, I.
Every day.
Yeah.
We discovered a very large comet.
This comet is what we call a planet killer.
You want to save this world? You ain't got no black women in there? We're doomed.
Doomed.
I think I might be falling in love with my who?
My wife's sister.
What would you have said in this situation? I think I'm falling in love with my blank.
Self.
You answered that so fast.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Everyone is here. Happy hump day. You guys, I feel like it is a very serious hump day.
It is hump day, isn't it?
Are you feeling it a little bit?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I am. Yeah.
It's a weekly holiday for me.
Very good point. All right, let's jump right in. Lots of drama on last night's Bachelorette.
Oh, did you guys catch it? You're telling me, yeah. Whoa.
Michelle picked Nate for a one-on-one date, which Chris really did not like, you guys. So he went full stalker and crashed their romantic dinner.
She said she wants somebody to make her feel seen and show up.
Hey, can I please speak with you for one moment?
I felt like what I said had fallen on deaf ears, and I came to say that I warned you. And I don't want you to make the wrong decision.
I do appreciate you wanting to look out for me, but also at the same time, I can speak for myself. I just don't see this relationship progressing, and so I do need to walk through that.
Don't think that that went as planned, huh?
Escorted his ass up, out of there.
Out of there. I also feel like this guy, like, I don't know if we were in the moment and you can't tell, but just seems so inauthentic to me. He's so full of right?
He just seems a little pumped up by producers. Like,
yes.
You got to go in there. Yeah. You got to do this. Because it was very like, it was almost as if you were pretending to be angry. Like, it feels very, it fell very flat to me. Like, he's not really mad. Like, this guy's not going to bust a grape in a fruit fight.
I think when you're in this little ecoverse, like you said, it's easy to get stuck in thinking like, oh, this is the right decision or I should do this. But just ask yourself, if I wasn't on television, would I do it? Right. And then if the answer is no, then don't do it on a television show.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
But then we'd never have The Bachelorette, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone who wants to have a really serious, and you're just like, I'm not invested enough in this to give a
every day.
Yeah.
That is our life.
Nina.
You'll call Morgan with something serious, and you'll be like, hey, I need to tell you something if you have a second. She goes, could you DM me?
And someone chose violence today because
clearly.
Barstool just posted their full power ranking on the top 10 female singers of all time.
Gosh.
This is interesting. It starts out fine with Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston in the top two spots. Makes sense. Wait, Whitney was first. Oh.
Yeah, Mariah's first.
I don't know if I would have put Mariah first.
Oh, you're kidding.
Let's
get
talk,
to the rest of
okay.
the list.
Let's get to number 10, shall we?
Personal opinion, Whitney should have been first. But, okay, but then JoJo sits at number 3. Ashley Simpson is at 7. And Addison Rae is at number 10.
What is happening?
How's she so low on the list?
And Adele is 9.
I love that Adele is beneath Ashley Simpson. Like, obviously, Barstool is just, they just troll. You know, and it's just such a simple formula these days. Like, you do something outrageous, everybody is angry in response. Like, it's just the formula that they use. But it's still, I tweeted about it. I couldn't help it. I don't know. I see Addison Rae on my timeline. I got to choose violence myself. I can't deal with that.
I feel so bad for Addison Rae because they were just doing a troll. Barstool Sports always does this. And Addison Rae's like, oh, isn't that funny? And then everyone on Twitter's like, Addison Rae.
She is like the person people love to hate, and I feel bad because I'm sure she is a lovely person.
The loveliest.
In person.
Mm-hmm. She has to deal with this level of fame because she's the top 10 female singer of all time. That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Also, Ashley Simpson, we don't know if she should be on the list because we've never heard her sing without
Stop.
Hell just froze over because it looks like Kanye, a.k.a. Ye, and Drake have ended their long-standing feud. Drake posted a video on his Instagram of the two of them having fun, you guys.
It's a good song.
I love when my friends hang. I love them. I'm so into them. I saw this mend coming.
You did?
I felt it, Nina.
Okay.
I felt like they were coming back
you
together.
Did? You didn't see this? Or you?
Yeah. No. I mean, I follow the story, so I know what's happening. But I feel like this is going to be fleeting. I don't feel like this is going to be a reconciliation. But I do feel like Kanye is, you know, he's so unpredictable that I feel like he can be cool with you on Monday and then by Friday you're beefing again.
And the ego plays a major part between these
two. And things
two.
Set him off that we don't know, like he sees shade and stuff that's not always shade. Mm-hmm. So they could be cool now. And then he's like, you know, after I thought about it, you didn't let me use the master bedroom bathroom. I pull away, you know, and then they're fighting again. So I just, you know, I wouldn't get too comfortable.
I think Kanye could be looking at Drake and be like, I didn't realize you had hazel in your eyes. We're done.
Well, it's fun for now.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's good for the holidays.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Holiday
yeah.
spirit.
Holidays. Do you have a beef you want to squash for the holidays? You do. Everybody has an arch nemesis.
No, I'm pretty happy. Do you have one? Give me an example.
No, not anymore. No, I used to.
Morgan, you have enough.
And
for
then
the
I squashed her like a bug.
Yeah.
It's so true. But also, I think the worst kind of feuds you have are with people that, like, you've actually moved on and they keep trying to gnat around you, like, constantly, like, mm-hmm. be obsessed mm-hmm. with you.
Pressed.
Those pressed. I don't mm-hmm. want to be pressed about anymore, so I'm releasing that energy in the new year.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Yes, maturity.
We're going to have a holiday celebration, but you'll be on your trip. Netflix just released a new trailer for Don't Look Up. A meteor is coming straight to Earth, but don't worry. We put our best scientists, Leo and J-Law, on the case.
I hear there's something you don't like the looks of.
We discovered a very large comet.
Oh, good for you.
It's headed directly towards Earth.
This comet is what we call a planet killer.
At this exact moment, I say we sit tight and assess.
Sit tight and assess?
Can it destroy my ex-wife's house? Is that possible?
There's a 100% chance that we're all going to die!
Hey.
Well, the handsome astronomer can come back anytime, but the yelling lady, not so
much. Not so much.
That's literally me and Justin sitting there.
That's pretty.
Okay, so the cast is obviously very stacked.
Hunter. That looked amazing.
It looked amazing.
I love all Adam McKay films, though.
I love Adam McKay.
Yeah, he's the best.
Love him.
Adam McKay can go to hell. I'll tell you right now.
Really?
You're talking about the end of the world saved. You want to save this world. You ain't got no black women in there. We're doomed.
Doomed.
Because I'm going to tell you right now. You want to save a world, you better put a black woman up in that thing. And ain't got nobody to be found. Pass.
No. Yeah. So J-Law in the red wig, not cutting it for you.
J-Law in a red wig is the farthest from black I've ever seen in my entire life. She's the whitest person.
Yeah, she did get real white there. But I am excited to see the movie. I mean, if the world was going to end and a meteor was headed straight to Earth, look how I reported that news, what would you guys be doing?
I'd be on my way to see my family.
So nice.
Yeah, I would call my family probably.
You would call them? They're down the street.
No. They live kind of far away.
They're not that
30
far.
30 minutes?
My dad's in Costa Rica.
Your mom is in... I don't know where she lives, but she doesn't live far.
A few hours.
But that's Hunter.
Couple hours. Well,
yeah, mine are 6 hours away. I'm going to see them.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't drive. If they live 6 hours away, they're getting a FaceTime Max.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
The world's ending. I'm going to sit in traffic for the last 6 hours.
Your phone isn't even going to be working.
Okay, and you think that the roads are going to be open?
No, I'm going to be in a private plane that I'm flying.
Okay, so all of a sudden you've got your
Can I check my
Yeah! It's and the end of the world. We're talking about the end of the world, and that's outrageous to you?
Yeah. That you so you're saying you would GTA San Andreas a plane
no,
off the
I Didn't I just tell you black women can save the world?
You did just say that. That's
didn't I just
true.
Tell you that?
Okay, Morgan, what would you do?
Oh, I don't know. I was so busy listening to you guys, I couldn't come up with anything.
Morgan was listening, being
I'm
like...
I'm going to be with Morgan. You know her family got a secret bunker somewhere.
We'll be underground. We'll be the only two making it.
I like Morgan was listening to our stories, being like, why would you need to steal a private plane?
He's not wrong. We have to take a break, but coming up, a game show contestant instantly destroys his marriage.
Oh, boy. Shut up, Mom.
Plus, a new dating show that's a house of horrors next. Woo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Answers on Family Feud are a little too honest, or in Marvin's case, a little too specific.
Top 8 answers on the board. We got a good one. Here we go, ladies. Uh-oh. I think I might be falling in love with my who? Marsha.
My boss.
My boss. Pass the
play.
Come on, let's go. Uh-oh, I think I might be falling in love with my who?
I'm going to say my wife's sister.
Good answer.
What?
Good answer. Good answer.
Although she has a wonderful sister.
Shut up, Mom.
Oh, man. If you don't Family Feud, it's my I can't wait to go on there one day. When I go on Family Feud, all my dreams will have been met.
Okay, we can make that happen.
I really love that show. Martha has some problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very specific answer.
That marriage is very weird. Very open, though, because they seem to know these answers.
Yeah, I don't think it's that open.
I think on Family Feud, the key is to, it doesn't always have to be personal. It has to be what you think is on the board. That's the mistake
right.
people make.
What would you have said in this situation? I think I'm falling in love with my blank.
Self.
That's good.
All right, and Netflix has another new reality show. Ooh. It's called Get You a Me. Oh, I love this title, which features hosts Scotty and Sylvia changing men one at a time, but they have their hands full with Freddie's bachelor pad.
So, welcome to my place.
We're in the hood now, baby.
Is this your dining room table? Is this the backyard?
It's my dining room table.
Am I in a cookout? Not the cracked leather couch, Jesus.
Where the f*** did you find this?
On the curb?
No, I had it for some time.
That ketchup is 3 days old. I know what 3 day old ketchup look like.
How about
you? Dead ass? You dead ass. I'm asking you if you dead ass.
I'm a little embarrassed right now. So this is my bedroom.
Look at this here. Put the black light on that mother right here. Right here.
And wait, what is that?
Freddy.
No, that's highlighter.
No, ever in hell,
Freddy.
I really hate it here.
That's great.
Oh, man. I love the show idea to get these men together.
Have you ever gone to someone's house and you've had a great night with them and you were excited to go home and their place was f***ing gross?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And what happened?
We had a great date, had a great sushi dinner.
Oh.
He asked me to come back to his place for a nightcap. I said no. He pressed about it like a lot. And then I was like, okay, fine. I'll go for a drink. I knew I was not going to be sleeping with this person. The apartment, that was the first mistake. No, I'm joking. Yep.
No, Nina, don't lie to the audience.
You know, over a certain age, like, have some stability. But all the place smelled like a cat. And then I had to use the restroom, and I went into the restroom.
There was
like the chips of soap at the sink, little shavings of soap. No liquid soap. No place to dry my hands. And I was like, I have to go now. And he was like, why do you want to go? And it was
disgusting.
Never talk to him again. It was
never in your life.
I think in that situation, if I walked in and a girl's house was like really dirty, I would be responsible. I'd be like, we gotta hurry up with this sex and I gotta get
out. Oh my gosh.
Of course. All right. Chris Hemsworth is already hotter than most humans, so now he's making us feel about ourselves in other ways. He's attempting to make his mind, body, and soul limitless.
You're probably asking yourself why I'm dangling off a rope 1,000 feet off the ground.
Oh my gosh.
The same question. Well, Disney wanted to make a show about longevity. Turns out this has something to do with it. Here we go.
I'm getting older now and I don't feel invincible.
It makes me want to push myself to such an extreme and live as long as I can.
Why am I doing this?
What's making you nervous?
Oh, death is usually a big one, yeah.
If this is going to challenge your body,
it'll
challenge your brain, too.
Let's get on with it, shall we?
Isn't Will Smith doing this too?
I don't know what's going on with men as they get older. The new midlife crisis, instead of buying a car, they want to go on cliffs. They want to go to Dubai and hang off buildings like it's Mission Impossible. They're surfing in the Arctic. Sit down and have some wine and sit with your wife and shut up.
I don't understand what all
He's
of this action.
Family.
He's got a family. I mean, wow. But also, I mean, he seems like the person that can handle all of these tasks.
Of course.
He's Chris Hemsworth. I have to eat a piece of my granola bar. I'm going to faint.
I do think if we're going to do a show about trying to extend the life of somebody, let's pick a scientist or something, huh? What do we need, more Marvel movies? Or just let's pick an actor who's maybe got a little bit more versatility. Let's put Willem Dafoe in this situation and see that motherfucker. Ice surf.
Not Willem Dafoe.
I love Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe is the scariest person
He's
on the planet.
He's my favorite human.
If a guy like that is having these doubts and fears, regular dudes are
Good luck, buddy.
I have back problems at 30. You know, I don't have long.
You want
to live in a nice home and take care of me? There was a really funny TikTok about the only people who understand what it's like for men to have a cold is women who've given birth without an epidural.
Nope.
That's the only people who understand our pain.
That epidural, the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go for it again.
Is it warm? Like, do you feel warm?
It's a warm feeling that travels down your spine. It's almost like in the Green Lantern where in a movie where they drink a potion and you just go feel it all over your body. But I did feel a little ring of fire when baby was coming out. I was like, is this how? And then first question was, how bad is it down there? And it was okay. But then when I saw the teriyaki chicken coming out, it was not good. So we're all family here, everyone. We have to take another break though, but coming up, a guy is looking for love by handing out rebounds. Brochures. Hater Meter is next. Chatting about our personal lives. All right, breakups and bad days can be the worst, but that's why you watch Nightly Pop.
Of course.
It is time. Are you ready, guys? Woo! For Hater Debater! All right, first up, there's no real easy way to get over a breakup, but Kyle from San Francisco came pretty close by writing and distributing Rebound Wanted brochures.
Oh, gosh.
So he specifically... Kyle's looking for a mutually agreeable rebound with real low stakes who will travel and work remote, realize our creative projects, and give us both something to focus on in these annoyingly trying times.
No.
I don't know what I just read.
I don't think this man really knows what a rebound is. The last thing you really want to do is spend a lot of time with them and build up life
is
together.
Is there a picture of him in bed with a teddy bear?
Did we see that?
What's happening?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
No, sir.
And that looks like the way my health insurance card is. All that font.
Yeah, this just looks like an invitation for someone who won't leave your life willingly.
Yeah.
It's always the people who say they're not looking for relationships that end up wanting to be with you.
1,000%.
It's so true.
I did want to point out, though, it said, want a rebound? It said apply within, which means he also has a brick and mortar somewhere.
Oh, he's a June Gemini, Morgan.
I told you, mother... I told you, June is different than May. June is a different type of Gemini. He is. Thank you for pointing that out. I'm telling you.
This is not going to be helpful to his ego. So if he has friends, tell him not to watch this show.
Please don't.
Ay-yi-yi.
All right, next up, we got to let the men know. We realize it takes balls to apologize, but that certainly doesn't mean we won't still make fun of you.
Adding sad violins to my ex's bullshit apology text.
Hey, I know you're probably never gonna forgive me for what happened, but I wanted a chance to explain. I know it wasn't right that I technically hooked up with your roommate. I've been failing most of my classes. You know I just got fired. I love you so much more than Emily. What am I supposed to tell my family? I'm sorry, okay? Also, did you change the Netflix password?
He deserves every bit of this.
Yeah.
What an ass.
At least send the Netflix apology or question after that one. Like, yeah. Separate the texts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if she changed that Netflix password, she ain't never coming back.
Never.
Yeah.
His excuses, instead of just saying, I'm sorry, first of all, I mean, it's pretty egregious to go with the roommate.
It is so, and that roommate, she now she has to get a new home, or she has to get rid of a roommate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way, the whole thing, but I
friendship
like her.
Friendship ruined, relationship ruined.
Yeah, bye.
Because he got, and you know, and he got fired from work. It's clear that, you know.
It's time for him to go.
He deserved it.
But I do like her. I think she's got a fun personality.
Yeah.
And I think that's the type of girl you need to go out with. So maybe you need to take her out.
You should take her out.
I don't want to be the next text.
Yeah. All right. And we cannot expect every date to be perfectly romantic. Unfortunately, Jess from Oklahoma found out in the worst way.
Why would you do that?
Toenails.
There is, have you guys spent a lot of time at lakes? I saw a woman and a man, a couple, shaving on the back of their boat and then dipping the razor into the water and shaving. It was like a boat that they lived on in a lake. So I'm just saying, there are lake people you don't want to come across.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can get into the lake people. Honestly, this is just unacceptable.
Why? I'm genuinely curious why you would cut your toenails on a date.
Have you never been with a man and been like, when's the last, do you not clip your nails?
No. I would run for the mother, it just wouldn't, no, it's not
yeah,
even,
I,
no,
I,
no,
I will say this is, you know, if you have, if you're a man and you have not groomed your toenails, this is your reminder.
Get on it, you guys.
But don't do it on a lake on a date.
Ugh, I can't even, the word toenail sends me into a tizzy.
All right.
That is it for us today.
Oh,
happy hump day to everybody. I know, it's devastating.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna see you tomorrow. It's Thursday, come back,
yeah.
Set your DVRs.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.